It's time for our monthly Encourage Community Foundation update. The Encourage Community Foundation is located at 478 East Grand Avenue in downtown Wisconsin Rapids, on the east side downtown, right across from Hotel Mead. And you can reach them by calling 715-423-3864. Jordan is here this morning, and we have a number of things to talk about. But first off, I want to say good morning, Rick, and Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year, Carl. Yes, and we want to start off on the right foot, not the left foot. So did you hear about the termite that went into the pub?
No, I did not. I'm afraid to ask about this.
He said, "Where's the bartender?"
Okay.
"Where's the bartender?"
Okay. Dun, dun, dun.
Okay, now we got them all.
And we got that
there.
Out of the way. This is the Encourage Community Foundation report, and we want to begin on a sad note with saluting a community, a person who epitomized community. He was involved in many aspects, and I know the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce dinner will be paying a special tribute to him, and that's Tom Yonke.
Yeah, and Tom is a special person in this community. Got to know Tom when he joined Consolidated Papers at the time, 20 years ago, as a salesperson and working his way up through that organization into a leadership position, and really has been a key connection for that operation here. And is, you know, what we hope to all be in terms of a role model for involvement and engagement in the community. Tom was providing leadership on so many different levels and so many different organizations, and has partnered with us in Courage, you know, for the last 7 years in as a part of our manufacturing partnership. He's been a key leader in that effort. So just a tremendous asset to this community, and we're going to miss him greatly.
Yes. When you lose someone of that stature in a community, everybody loses. But you also have to remember the positive things. And I think the way to pay tribute to someone like that is to continue the work.
Yeah. Yeah, and so we'll remember Tom and look forward to the program at the Chamber of Commerce annual event to see that recognition.
Okay, well, let's talk about, since you're talking about business and partnerships and the like, and where did you want to begin today? We got a number of, there's some things that I guess
we're in the
spotlight.
Okay. Very exciting things, and the first thing I'll introduce is something you may not have heard about before, but we're very excited about, and that's a new program called STEM Scouts, and this is coming from the Boy Scouts of America organization. They did some introspection in terms of if they were to start that whole program again, which is really founded on developing character and citizenship. If they were to do that today, how would they start it today? And they looked at the various opportunities and said, well, providing a program within STEM, which stands for science, technology, engineering, and math, would be a way to get kids interested, and then we can use that interest to develop their character, to develop their citizenship. So the Boy Scouts of America started a pilot, in 2014 in Knoxville, Tennessee. And that pilot was very successful in a number of different because it was a new program, it's also a co-ed program. So boys and girls, and one of the surprising things was they were attracting to this program, which has three different levels. It has an elementary school level, it has a middle school level, and a high school level. And overall, they were attracting 50% females into the STEM program, which, you know, most of the Boy Scouts in the Boy Scout organization are boys. I don't know if you knew that, Carl.
Yes, yes.
It's not a well-known fact.
But, you know...
So this is a stark difference.
It is.
50% girls in this initiative.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because in recent years, when I've had the Girl Scouts on this program, they've been talking about encouraging young ladies to get involved. STEM.
Absolutely, and there's a lot of great things that are happening. So this is another one that was in introduced in Knoxville, was very successful. Because of that pilot, they expanded that pilot to 12 councils around the country. Now, that includes areas such as Nashville, which is pretty close to Knoxville, Chicago, Minneapolis, Denver, St. Louis. You know, you might have heard a couple of those areas.
Yeah, yeah.
And this one called here in central Wisconsin.
Really?
Yes, the only rural council in the whole nation, Samoset, was selected for this expansion. Pretty good. Well, part of that is because of their reputation. They have an excellent reputation. They've been among the top three councils in the country for a number of years. So it wasn't by chance. They have a very good organization. But with that, as I mentioned about our partnerships with business, we have a business education partnership that's a part of our manufacturing partnership that's been working over the last 3 years on trying to narrow the skills gap, specifically in STEM, again, science, technology, engineering, and math, and trying to create greater awareness of the career opportunities here in this region. When we saw and heard about this STEM initiative coming, we jumped on that and got our partner schools involved with it, highlighted what it could do for them, for our community, for their students, got businesses involved in terms of sponsorship for these activities. And so we just saw a great recognition of a new tool to use to attract kids into these areas that are needed. Our area employers need people with these STEM. And at the same time, a lot of our schools were seeing declining interest in some of these STEM classes. Geez, what are we going to do? Well, here's a tool. Let's leverage this tool. Let's build some support. And I'll give you an anecdote. One of the middle school registration events, Verso, here, Verso Paper Company here in Wisconsin, the business sponsor for this. And in order to have a lab, they're called labs, they're not called troops or packs, they're called labs.
Okay.
In order for the STEM Scout lab to run, you have to have a minimum of 5 participants. So they had a registration event and at the middle school Rams, and we're hoping for at least 5 kids. 40 families showed up.
Wow.
40 families. Now, the opposite side is that to keep it manageable, the maximum number of participants in a STEM lab is 15.
Okay.
So right away, all of a sudden, oops, we got the other end of the spectrum problem, right?
Right.
We got a lot of kids that are interested, which is great. It's fantastic. But what do we do? Well, there was so much interest, and there was so much, a lot of this depends on volunteers. There was enough people stepping up to start a second lab. But even with that second lab, so that's a total of 30 kids, they still had to turn kids away. But that's the exciting part of the interest that these kids can have in STEM. We can be the epitome for the nation in this area. And there's data to back that up, Carl. Our local STEM scout just came from STEM executive just entering. Nationally, there are 600 STEM participants. Guess how many are from central Wisconsin? 190.
Well, I was going to say 150.
Almost a third of the total national STEM scout participants are coming here from central Wisconsin. And they were all asking her, what is it? What are you doing there in central Wisconsin? These are people from Chicago and Denver. How do you guys get this? And it's really because of our great relationships between the schools and the businesses that have helped propel this. So we're very, very proud that all eyes of the nation are on central Wisconsin and what we're doing here and the enthusiasm that's out there for this program.
Well, you look at the different events or the news that is across the state, the nation, about the where the jobs of the future are. And then you look at events we've had here, like the Heavy Metal Bus Tour,
right,
and other exposure to businesses that are dealing in this area. And kids are saying, hey, this is not boring, this is fun, and I can make some serious cash.
Right. And I'll give you a great anecdote. I love anecdotes.
Sure, I do too.
We got time for anecdotes?
Yes, you do, sir.
So, you mentioned the Heavy Metal Bus Tour that we had locally. I was on that bus, and at that point it was just one bus. And we had a bunch of 8th grade kids, and we took them around, and you know, they saw Dom Tar, they saw a number of the different facilities. And one of the young men on that tour I knew. and could see the spark in his eyes. And he was thinking about, geez, you know, there's some opportunities here. Well, a couple years passed, and through our business education partnership, we developed, we're promoting the youth apprenticeship program,
right,
which gets kids credit for working in area businesses. Well, this young man, we got him interested and got him into a position at Point Precision in Plover. And he's been working there for, ooh, let's see, about a year and a half. And in fact, he was full-time third shift this past summer. Well, what he's seen and what he has learned, he was thinking about back when he was in eighth grade or into ninth grade before his youth apprenticeship, was thinking about maybe something in the automotive sector or whatever. Now, with this exposure at Point Precision, which is a great company, he thought, well, okay, this is a pretty cool career, right? And as he's working with the engineers there, he learns what the engineers there are doing. He has now applied and has been accepted at UW Stout. He's going to be an engineer.
Wow.
What a great story, from a heavy metal bus tour experience to changing his career outlook and going to be an engineer that would love to come back to this area. What a great success story.
Rick Merton is here, and we've been talking about STEM Scouts and biz ed partnerships and the fact that our area, the kids are getting it. They're understanding decent living, and there's opportunity here, and it involves some really cool things.
Exactly. And so it's really exciting to see this taking hold. And another example of how they call it the law of the land, right? Is that you can't things that are good take time. In other words, you plant the crops, you can't cram it, right?
No.
It takes time for that to grow and harvest. Well, we've been at this business education partnership for 3 years now, over 3 years, and it takes time for that to grow. But when it does grow, it does yield good fruit. And some of the good fruit, I'm happy to announce that our collaboration just won its third in a row Constellation Energy to Educate grant. Now, Constellation Energy, what do you call it, accumulator or energy company that's from out east, that a couple of our local businesses are customers of theirs. And our business partners saw this opportunity. There's these grants out there for collaborations, groups that are working together that are tied to energy. So we said, hey, we're working with the schools here in the state. We're working with businesses. Let's apply for this grant. We won it the first year, $45,000. We applied for the second year, won it, $45,000. We applied for the third year, won it, $45,000. So what has this resulted in? So far, if you go to any of the high schools here in town, and that's whether Assumption, Port, Nacusa, Rapids, Pittsville, all schools now have solar photovoltaic installations. So they're taking energy from the sun, converting it into power for use in their facility, but also, more importantly, is they are able to use that technology in their instruction. So, in other words, it's not reading in a book,
right,
about solar power. Okay, somewhere there are some solar cells that apparently can generate electricity. No, they're right here. I can go out on our panels and adjust the incident angle and see how it affects the production of electricity here on our unit, here at our high school in central Wisconsin. With this last grant, we are going to be adding two more solar photovoltaic installations at Middle School and at Alexander Middle School. So we're expanding that range of installations. And in the proposal was also for a Solar Olympics this coming spring. So all of these schools are all going to have similar type systems. So we're going to have a competition in terms of which school, which group can produce the most energy. And again, this is all related to creating interest in the STEM sciences, right?
Right.
And Mid-State has a fantastic renewable energy program.
Yes, they do.
So we're partnering with them. And part of the grant dollars brings curriculum from Mid-State into the schools. And to see that level of enthusiasm of these kids actually working with the systems and learning about renewable energy and learning about Mid-State Technical College and that you were mentioning, the great careers that they can learn, get the skills that they need right here at Mid-State, it's just fantastic. Also in this last grant, we have in there scholarships for the renewable energy program at Mid-State. So just a tremendous amount of harvest, again, I'll use that analogy, harvest from 3 years of this collaboration, building trust and relationships with these area schools, public and private, secondary and post-secondary. Mid-State's a great partner of ours, and businesses. We had our last meeting at Verso, and our next meeting is at Ocean Spray. So our business partners are a fundamental part of this.
And people are going to see, well, there's even an economic benefit to the school districts with systems that are installed.
That's right. That's right. They're going to be producing power for these school systems for decades. Now, that it's not a lot of power.
You know, no, so, no. But that, still that's not the key. Principle.
But the key is that, right, the principle is the principle.
Right. Right. Right.
So they've got hands-on. And a lot of what we talk about in terms of how do we develop the skills to narrow the skill gap
right.
is to take some of these concepts that are just that, just concrete. We call it contextualization. How do we contextualize these concepts and make it something that they can actually put their hands on?
That's what kids want.
Exactly. So that's what we're doing, both with the solar panels, with the different kits within the school systems, is give them hands-on training.
Are they going to be able to maybe earn some credits while they're in high school at Mid-State or transfer? You know, I don't know how you...
Whoa, you just went across, above my pay grade.
Okay, nah.
No, and there is some dual credit systems, but I can't speak to that because I'm not... That's a great future topic to talk about that, because there is a lot, and they measure that. And I'm going to throw out a number, and it's probably going to be wrong, but the last one I heard was over a year's time. Now, this is just Wisconsin RAP, but value of the dual credits was $100,000 in terms of what these high school students are garnering with these dual credit programs. So this is real money. You know, when we hear about the student debt.
That's why I brought this up.
Exactly. Kids coming out with student debt. Well, here's a way to learn within high school, get the dual credit, and eliminate that college debt. So, yeah.
I mean, we're in an era where we're going to be using technology, ironically, and these partnerships to recreate the model of post-secondary education.
Yes. And now, what a great lead-in, Carl.
Okay.
Because, you're a good straight man. That's what Pam says, too.
Oh, thanks.
But that was a great lead-in because guess what season it is?
Oh, outside of playoff season for the Packers.
Yeah, woohoo! Oh, what a great victory. But it's also scholarship season.
That's all right.
Right? So I want to let all the students out there, and probably more importantly, the parents.
We've been doing your announcement about,
the scholarships,
Now's the time to apply.
Right. So right now is the time. So if you go to the Encourage website, you go there, and the beauty of the Scholar Select program is that you complete basically one application that then matches you to all the possible combinations, based on your school, based on your interests, based on, where you want to go, etc. So it's one way to, instead of doing 50 applications, doing one application and offer 50 different scholarships. So it's a great way, and you just talked about, technology. It's using today's technology of the web to get that, get your application in there for those scholarships.
And I think it's Encourage CF, and remember, Encourage is spelled with an I.
Yes.
and there's a reason. It's inclusive, encourage to change, and face the future. I remember encouragecf.org, and I'm sure the webpage will lead them to the scholarship.
Right, look for scholarships there or Scholar Select. Right.
And then you just fill it out once.
Right.
And it'll match you up with the ones that would fit you.
Exactly. So I want to encourage, you know, all students, potential students out there, parents, you know, encourage your students. And you never know what's out there, you know, unless you apply. I've been fortunate to be on a couple of the scholarship selection committees.
That's going to be tough.
For a couple different ones. And it's just so encouraging to see, you know, oftentimes we hear about, oh, these kids these days. Well, let me tell you, these kids these days, they're doing phenomenal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So deserving of these scholarships. So it's very encouraging. It's very encouraging, Carl.
It is. and this whole news, it shows you the power of partnerships within a community when people sit down and address a problem and start thinking outside the box.
Yes.
And go, okay.
Not that there's anything wrong with boxes. We like boxes. They're made out of fiberboard. You know, it's we're paper communities.
That's
though,
right.
So
yeah, but you know, yeah. New ideas, looking at problems in a different way,
yes.
And bringing different, you know, disciplines to the table.
Right.
And so, in the time we have remaining, how do we build on all this?
Well, I think we'd love to have everybody's support, and whether we're talking about STEM Scouts, if you haven't heard about STEM Scouts, you can look up STEM Scouts, you can ask about STEM Scouts at your school. Like I said, we've got them here in the elementary schools, we have them in the middle schools, got them in the high school, so we're looking to grow that program just because it's a new tool. It's not the only tool, but it's a new tool that we're utilizing. The Business Education Partnership, if there's any businesses that are out there that are looking for talent, that we could help connect them with people that are interested in those areas. I mean, companies like Domtar has a youth apprenticeship, and Ocean Spray has a youth apprenticeship, Mariani has a youth apprenticeship, Point Precision has a youth apprenticeship. So we're looking for other companies that might be interested in working with youth and helping develop the future workers, the future leaders of our community.
And that's how you grow the economy. You grow a sustainable economy.
And we want to grow it from within.
That's right.
Right? We want to teach our kids the skills that they need for the jobs that are here. There are jobs and opportunities here. So,
okay. Hey, this has been a fun segment, and congratulations to everybody who's been involved in getting us nationally recognized.
Oh, and Carl, did I tell you I was at this wedding this last weekend?
Okay.
Of two antennas. The wedding was pretty boring, but the reception was great.
Boom, boom. Okay, on that note, your monthly Encourage Community Foundation update with Rick Martin. Thanks, buddy. Have a great rest of the week and a wonderful new year.
Thanks for the opportunity, Carl.
Okay, and that's going to do it for this edition of the Morning Magazine, brought to you by Comfort Air.